This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You guys,
what's that?
Sorry. You can't hear me over my sweatshirt.
We're making fun of your shirt again.
Can't stop thinking about that shirt.
Let's get some room tone and then you're all good.
Okay.
Aaron, your shirt's a little loud. Could you turn it down?
Okay. God damn it.
Nice.
Casey's getting in on it.
Okay.
Oh, this
okay.
rolls.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Is that a sweatshirt or a hippie's parachute?
Okay. Okay. You each have six more, so they better be good.
I don't know, but I've been told.
I don't know, but I've been told.
As time passes on, you get old.
As time passes on, you get old.
I'm not lying, never learned about time.
I'm not lying, never learned about time.
Please help me, I'm not trying to rhyme.
Please help me, I'm not trying to rhyme.
They'll help me.
Help him.
Please stop.
Please stop.
Please stop. Help me. Fuck you. Hey, Riddle.
Please Riddle. Stop. Help me. Fuck you. Hey, Riddle.
I'm Adam Rufai.
I'm Jibby Z.
And I'm wearing a sweatshirt that is a little too cute and noticeable, so the boys have been roasting me.
Wow. To start off our sound test, we absolutely burnt Aaron to the ground. It's your sweater has been called a Keith Haring original. It's been called a hippie's parachute. JPC called it a carnival map.
Yeah, that one got me. What else did you say, JPC?
I don't remember, but I do have a question for you. And you said that we were allowed to burn your sweatshirt many more times over the course. One thing that you said that struck me as particularly odd is that you said you wear this sweatshirt almost every day. That's mm-hmm. what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yet we have never seen it before. Because I would remember such a sweatshirt because of all of the jokes blowing up inside of my brain.
Do you, Casey even got in on it, where mm-hmm, Casey mm-hmm. said to, he said, the soundcheck sounds good, but Aaron, can you turn down your sweatshirt?
And it's very, these are all very funny jokes and I love them, but I do wear this almost every day. And I was just saying to Adel that I almost wore this to the live show and thank goodness I did not.
Do you wear
I'm sorry, Aaron, but when you say the live show, are you referring to the Hey Riddle Riddle live show, or are you referring to the high school rendition of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat? Because that is where that sweatshirt is.
Can I tell you? My chiropractor already made that joke. You're just as funny as my chiropractor. How does that feel?
So, Aaron, you've seen four people today, and all four of them have made fun of your sweatshirt. Take the note.
Even though, this is even worse, I saw my chiropractor Friday, and I was wearing this.
First of all, Joseph was like my fifth pull, so the chiropractor is as funny as me on my fifth pull.
Damn.
Aaron,
have you been wearing it under other clothes?
No, it's very big. That would be very difficult, but I do wear it, I think I've worn it every day for a while now. It's quarantine. No one sees me.
Yeah, who cares? What, I mean, and you just do it like... You wear that just throughout the course of your day doing normal activities, or is that exclusively for entertaining the king? When he has one of his whims.
Okay, guys, look it up. I'm wearing a gray Ohio State.
No.
Yes.
We can get you one of those if you want to swap out of Gauguin's vomit.
Okay. Look, I get that it's a podcast. I get no one will ever see this, and I get that this is unlistenable. But I still can't stop. It's all
honestly,
I can see.
It makes me feel good because this is what used to happen when I would see you guys at shows.
That's
and
true.
Not that I would sometimes make fun of the way you look. I'd go, wash your suits much? And you'd go, never. So it's nice to be roasted for your clothes again. But 20 good. Minutes ago did I think, wow, I'm so excited to see them. Man, it feels like I haven't seen them in a while, and I'm really excited. And then I get on, and JPC said, the first thing you said, I forget. It was a very funny joke, but not as funny as my chiropractor's joke, apparently.
Yeah, I guess I don't know.
Oh, the Fresh Prince thing.
Oh, that's right. I asked you if you were wearing that. Is it odd that no one's seen Will from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? In a couple of days.
And then you said you made a golem that is 91. That was
another
one. Yeah,
the year 91. That's totally true.
How are you guys?
Honestly, I wasn't. I was kind of down. I was kind of sleepy, very hungry. a little like, I don't know how much energy I can muster. And then the minute that I saw this out of print tarot card on your body, I was energized. I was hit by lightning of energy.
I was the same way. I was having kind of a weird off day. It's like snowing again in Chicago after we had like really nice weather for a while. But just knowing that I get to do a podcast with Kamala Harris's stepdaughter makes it all worthwhile.
I did try to ask you about how your days were going. It's almost as if you were feeling gloomy and then my sweatshirt sort of cheered you up.
Cheered me up in the same way that a factory recall of Fruit Stripes bubblegum would cheer me up.
You guys, I'm about to open myself up for even more ridicule.
Please.
About the sweatshirt.
Oh, well, I was going to ask Aaron, how was your day?
Well, so the thing about the sweatshirt is I did like a couple mini voiceover gigs. And I haven't. Obviously, during quarantine, we're not really buying clothes because why, you know?
That's true.
And so, like, I bought a dress for our on Black Friday that I wore to one of our live shows, and then I saw this online, and I was like, I love this sweatshirt so much, and it's the most I think the most expensive item of clothing I've maybe ever bought myself. And and that little voiceover I was like, you know what? And I was like, Sean, don't let me buy the sweatshirt. I would never spent more than, I can't buy a sweatshirt this expensive.
See,
and then
in my head, this was like you went to a Salvation Army and you found a secret door to like the back lot where they were like gonna, there's an executioner squad. There's an executioner squad surrounding the sweater with the rifles raised. And then you went, wait, I'll take it. And they're like, oh, thank God we were about to put it out of its misery.
It looks like it had to be like wrapped in gray cloth because it made animals go crazy. They had to go, this is too dangerous. This makes people do very violent things.
We're like, this sweater portrays all holidays at once and it's driving customers crazy. It's like the ring VHS tape.
This sweater is a diversion. It looks like I'm trying, my buddy is robbing you right now.
Aaron, when you said that you saw that sweater online, was it on like a clothing retailer website or were you like looking up like the historical record of melted tapestries?
No, it came up on my Instagram and I was like, oh, so, I love this so much. Like if I wore a sweatshirt, I would be that sweatshirt. And then it sold out really quickly. And then I was...
Oh, for sure.
And then this artist I follow posted a video of her like talking about her art and she was wearing it. And I was like, ugh. And then when they restocked, it went on sale briefly. But even with it on sale, it's one of the most expensive things I've ever bought myself.
You said, I want to wear tie-dyed Zuma pants on my top half. Aaron, we have to... Okay, a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, this episode is called The Sweater. And honestly, I don't mind if we just talk about the sweater the whole episode. In fact, I'm gonna make it my fucking life's purpose to just talk about this sweater today.
I don't think we should post a photo of it online. I think we just let people.
We let people draw it, and whoever gets closest, they win the
without
sweater.
Without going over. Whoever gets closest without going over,
they win the sweater.
All right, well, I'm going to give everyone one hint besides all of the information. I'm crying. All of a sudden. Okay, I can't believe I regret wearing this so much. Okay, so I'm so embarrassed. And I was wearing like this shirt a minute ago and was like, it's a little chilly. So I almost dodged this. Okay, I'll give you one hint about the sweatshirt. It's separated into four quadrants.
It would make you puke if you saw it at an art gallery.
No, hold on.
Ma'am, you have to leave.
In my experience, the only way to find this sweater or to find this specific sweatshirt is to have... I guess now that it would be Doctor Strange kind of flick you in the head and transport you out of your body while you rocket into Dormammu's zone. That would give you the ability to experience sweater. But that's pretty. That's the only thing that I can think of.
Okay. It looks like also if you went on a roller coaster that made you really nauseous and then you look directly into a kaleidoscope after you ride a roller coaster.
Or like... Like when a six-year-old was inventing stained glass and his parents came in and said, no, 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 honey, not like that. Aaron, I never got to my other point. One, this episode's called The Sweater, and it's going to be 60 minutes nonstop of talking
technically
about the sweater.
A sweatshirt, but continue.
Sweatshirt, okay.
Well, I'm not in the wrong here, because look at this. Who knows what that thing is?
I can't tell. Also, we haven't even talked about the collar.
It's part amphibian.
The collar does not look... It doesn't look comfortable, also.
No,
look at this. It's full, lovely so fleece on the inside.
The only nice part of this sweater is inside where you can't see it. Aaron has just showed us. This sweater... The whole of the crew neck of this sweater looks like it was made for, an ogre with two heads that would be, arguing with itself.
Yes, but that's what I'm trying to convey to people. If you're going to draw it, a huge part of this is it's four different quadrants. So it's top right is one pattern and color. Top left is one pattern and color. Top bottom right, bottom left.
And it's reversible.
I love it.
It's reversible to where the inside is presentable.
Look at the sleeves. Look, the sleeves don't match.
The sleeves are
the worst. Oh, no.
The sleeves are the worst part. Aaron, I did say before we started recording that we're supposed to be solving the riddles, not wearing them.
That was another one
of my birds.
The sleeves make it look like your entire sweatshirt was concocted by the sewn together bandanas from the Grateful Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And two other details. This came with matching shorts that I did not buy, but I wish I had now. Also,
didn't come with
spent about $100 on this.
Oh.
I never in a million years, I would maybe for a friend's wedding spend $100 on a dress. But even then, I try to never buy anything new. I love shopping secondhand. If you need some hints on how to do that, I have lots of great resources.
If you need help, hints on how to do that, don't look at the sweater and then don't take tips from Aaron.
Hey, no, Aaron, please. But you guys, buy secondhand. It's more sustainable and I just love it. It's also
the only way that I'm coming to you for hints and tips wearing that sweater is if I need help getting out of Neverland immediately.
I can't tell you enough. I tried this on, and a little kid putting a princess dress on, I was I've never felt happier in an article of clothing. I think I look awesome. This is exactly how I'm trying to look.
Yeah.
So this is truly one of the
You look like
things.
The Easter Bunny bled out on your chest.
Aaron, taking one look at that, my first guess would never be on purpose.
Yep. You guys look.
That sweatshirt and the words on purpose do not go together.
Okay, are you telling me I don't look cute as a goddamn button?
From top of the head to the neck, you look outstanding.
Aaron, you'd look outstanding in anything else.
So Aaron,
here's Aaron. And then totally different vibe over here.
Okay, we need to, I'm going cross-eyed from all these colors. Aaron, we need to dive deeper into this. So you said you spent almost $100.
I thought you were going to say we need to do riddles, but you went the opposite direction.
By the way, Aaron, $100, in my brain, it was way more than $100.
Oh,
when you were I've never spent this much on a thing. I'm I can see an Instagram sweater being $100.
I thought $375. So,
No. I would never do that.
Do you remember the exact amount?
Yeah, so I think if people want to buy it right now, it's going to be $130 or $40. But
it's
I bought it on a sale.
Appreciated in value?
No. I bought it. I loved it. It immediately went out of stock at every retailer. I got it on sale.
Okay.
For about $100, and then it's so popular that people keep wanting more. So I think it's probably $100 and something.
Is it popular? How do I phrase this politely? Is it popular around Christmas for a certain type of Christmas party? Maybe a blank sweater party? How do I put this nicely?
Aaron, is
I
it maybe-
can't stress this enough. Some of the most stylish women in the world are also wearing the sweatshirt.
Is it maybe, is it running out of stock? Because in order to truly enjoy this sweater, you have to buy four and a pair of scissors and fix the way that the sweater is delivered to you.
Some of the most fashionable
roasted.
Some of the most fashionable women are wearing this. Professor Trelawney was buried in this sweatshirt.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, by her enemies. I love. It's just so funny to me. I love really nice clothes, but I do like buying them secondhand. So I had some guilt, but I love it so much. You guys,
was
I
there
love it.
Any was there any amount of pause or hesitation to be like, I don't know if this is a good sweater, or was it just like, I can't get out my credit card fast enough?
Okay, well, I'm actually going to walk you guys through this really quick. So I was like,
please.
I always regret that I have very distinctive clothes, and I whenever I buy something, it's something like kind of loud or very colorful. And then when I'm just trying to get dressed for my everyday, I always kind of regret it because I'm like, this is hard to match clothes together. And this is not a great like staple wardrobe. I have just these big loud pieces. So
like when I went out and ran errands in my Women Be Hummus t-shirt and I was like, what am I doing? This was an only wear in the house t-shirt purchase, GPC. This is not an outdoor. You can't wear the shirt outdoors. You knew that when you bought it.
Yeah, I wear my Women Be Hummus sweatshirt everywhere on the outside.
You're so a woman. That's better.
I never got mine. I was asked for my size, and then it never came in the mail. Aaron, well, I'm all for loud and colorful, but that shouldn't even be worn at the Kentucky Derby. So I want to see a scene.
Okay.
Hold on. Aaron was mid anecdote.
So okay, I just was very, that's why I didn't originally buy it when it first came out, is I was like, I'm trying to buy everything on like Etsy secondhand or like all of the resale websites.
Sure.
When I do buy clothes, and I want them to be like pretty simple staple pieces I can have forever. And so I was like, ugh.
I'm so sorry to bump in real quick. JPC, did you promise me an anecdote for the poison that this is on my eyes?
You're losing your momentum. You're losing your stamina. Everyone needs to. I'm going to throw a Gatorade into your screen.
You're wearing
some orange slices.
That was worth it.
That was my only hesitation. But absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Sure.
It sold out everywhere, I went, you know what? It's so. I just got this check and I really love it. And I think I'll wear it like every day around the house. And I was correct. And it makes me feel like Chicago is very gloomy and gray right now. So to
Absolutely.
Have something so colorful, and I feel like it matches my personality.
Aaron, you're 100% right. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. And I feel like I'm on absinthe when I look at your sweatshirt. It feels like I'm at the Moulin Rouge. I'm Toulouse.
You need longer to refuel.
And the little green fairy is barfing all over some wool.
Aaron,
I love it.
I think that's great. I love that story. I love that inspiration for you buying the sweatshirt. I love that it makes you happy. The only thing that I would have actually accepted was Wizard tricked me. So if you had said Wizard tricked me, that's why you're wearing that, I'm like, okay. But your thing is fine too, I guess.
Maybe we should send everyone and all of our fans an outline of a sweatshirt with four different quadrants and everyone can guess. Be the wizard, please. Thank you.
Aaron, it's me, Wizzy. Sorry, I just remembered something funny. I got you a serious gift.
Wizzy, you keep showing up as Addle, and it just feels really...
Oh? How can I be Addle when Puzzbot's over here? Hello, I am Puzzbot.
Oh, look, and it's Dr. Chameleon over here.
Yes!
And then your other famous character, Jellyfish McGee. Hi, Jellyfish.
How's it going on the surface?
Oh, it's plump.
Oh, it's plump.
Damn it. My range.
You
discover
have four voices.
How embarrassing you discover my range. And also, whoa. We're not here to talk about my lack of range. That's apparent. We're here to talk
That's
about...
That's the next episode. We all get to roast one thing. You guys have chosen my sweatshirt. Should have chosen my personality, you idiots.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are playing Aaron. You're wearing the sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. And you have found on the inside tag
You went to like go machine wash it and you looked on the inside tag and you found a special ticket. And this ticket directed you to the creator, the inventor, if you will, the designer even of this sweatshirt played by JPC. So you have just arrived at his factory.
Dum da dum, I have great style and I'm awesome just as I am. I am wonderful. Ooh, I'm here.
Welcome.
Ah!
Welcome. What is it?
Is that
what
one word?
What are you wearing? No. I'm covered in whale cum. I was fishing.
Whoa, you have a real Willy Wonka vibe. What is this place?
This is my factory where the sweatshirt that you're wearing was created.
Wow, I
would you
love
like
it
a
here.
Tour of my factory, little boy?
Oh, I am a grown woman. I'm almost 30.
I'm almost 30 feet away from you. Let me get up a little closer.
Yeah, check. Look at my laugh lines.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, see, I'm 30.
Oh, I usually don't see crow's feet that big unless they've got a couple of wings attached to them with a beak.
I've earned those. Okay. I love my laugh lines.
All right. I'm just saying.
You look like the oldest, most grossest snake in a purple top hat I've ever seen. And I've seen several old, gross snakes in purple top hats.
And it's not the last old, gross snake that you'll see if you want to take a tour of my factory. Are you familiar with the Willy Wonka Oompa Loompas?
Yeah, of course.
Ah, well, in my factory, I've got snakes.
Oh, God. Do they sing?
Nope. They might. And they're venomous.
I have to ask. Piss, piss,
hissy, hiss, piss. I've got another hissy, piss, piss. What do you get when you pour Kool-Aid on a bunch of frogs and then they sing a song? Then
hiss,
they spin
piss,
around.
Piss,
what?
Piss. I'm singing. I'm doing the hiss, piss backup.
That was two minutes ago.
Hiss, piss.
I'm out of here.
Well, I've never seen him sing that much.
This
That's wild.
This is a very scary sweatshirt. Hiss, piss, hiss, piss.
Okay, do you want... It is fun. Hiss, piss, piss.
All right. We're all
we
having
like
fun.
We like to design. Wearing the sweatshirt should require a fine. You should have to pay a ticket.
Would you like to see the room?
Please.
Where that sweatshirt was created?
Yes, please.
Okay, you have to be very quiet because we have the artist in the room and we're not to be seen at all from the artist. I'll creak open the door. See, there's the artist. So what the artist is doing down there, this is a white person who has only ever heard the words yes their entire life. From birth, they were taught that they were the most intelligent, special, smart, creative person in the world, and they've only heard the word yes. Now, it would fracture their gentle psyche to ever hear the word no, so we never say it. We only say yes. So if we're going to interact with the artist, remember, you always must say yes to this person.
Hello, are you Aaron Keefe?
Yeah.
I think I recognize you. Are you Aaron Keefe?
Yes.
You know me?
Good. Yes, I do know you. And you know me, yes?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I have a weird question. What's that type of theater that they do in Japan? Very stylized theater?
Kabuki?
That's it. It's not no theater, is it?
Yes.
Oh, it is. So yes? It's what type of theater?
Yes.
I'm the devil.
No.
All right.
Slam. The devil. Da da da. Da, da, da. Let the boys be boys. I wrote that song, and I liquefied Umphrey's McGee to make your sweatshirt, Aaron Keefe.
Wow. Thanks. Yes.
Yeah. All right. I said only say yes. You said thanks. You said kabuki. You said a bunch of stuff.
I can't help to know what I know. I'm not going to insult my own intelligence.
Did she feel better. Did she hear me say I liquefied Umphrey's McGee just to make this sweater?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
And scene. So I would just like to quickly read off of the website that I bought it from.
Okay.
Do you want to give a shout out to the website so people can?
Yeah, I think I will.
And Casey beep that up.
I would like to.
Warning, this sweatshirt causes glancer.
Nope.
Which is a special disease that you get from taking a second glance at the craziest fucking sweatshirt that you've ever seen in your life.
There's anime creators
overseas who look at Aaron's sweater and they're like, I could have used a warning.
So, this is, I don't mean for this to put you guys in your place or make you feel bad. Of course it won't.
Okay. Okay.
This is from their About Me part of their website.
Sure.
We are a group of creatives from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. For each purchase on our website, in our stores, and at our authorized realtors, we donate one tree to be planted in the Amazon rainforest. We've donated over 50,000 trees to be planted in the Amazon.
Aaron, real quick, I just want to say that is very humbling. But if it's between losing the Amazon rainforest and never having to look at that sweater again, I think the Amazon served us so well for so long. And I think that all the animals that live there can find a new home somewhere.
One day the internet will come for me and I'll be ready. But that day is not going to be this day for me. That day is going to be this day for one of or both of you.
If you stand in an open field, I think one day aliens will come for you.
Aaron, how many trees have they planted? How many trees have they planted?
50,000.
50,000? So 200,000 acres of the Amazon rainforest are burned every day. So my About Me on my website says, every day I take a little cup of water and I throw it into the ocean. And I'm the biggest fucking idiot on the planet.
I guess what I'm saying is, what are you doing to help, JPC? And I guess that's what I'm saying to you.
This sweatshirt was made in Rio de Janeiro. We gave 1,000 kids paintbrushes, told them to close their eyes, and gave them the inspiration word, carnival. And then we said, go to town, kids.
It lost me at we are a group of creatives. Now, if it had said we are a group of creatives who all get to do 1/4 of a thing, I would be like, yeah, that makes sense.
Wow, I thought that would make you change your tune, and it didn't. It really didn't. Holy shit, it didn't.
Mm-mm.
I'm trying to look up how.
Sorry, but I'm a Bolsonaro guy, and I think that Amazon rainforest got to go.
So this has been fun. Should we do riddles? And then, like, riddles, if you think of a joke, throw it in. Riddles.
Well, I would say I was truly committed to making this whole episode.
Let's literally dig in. I love it. I think it would be, we're overdue for an episode that maybe has one or two riddles at the end.
Well, here's the thing. I was up for that, but I have noticed in the last 30 seconds, there's been a palpable shift in Aaron's tone. I think Aaron's at the end of the first sweater thread.
No, I've only just begun. And this is the thing that you're sensing, I think, is I'm Googling. So I might sound a little bit more distracted because I'm trying to Google how ethical it is and sustainable. So I'm going to get some information on that. And
I think, honestly, that sweatshirt is very sustainable. It feels like it's sustained 25 minutes of conversation, at least, about the sweatshirt.
Yeah, it's at least sustained. it looks like what happens when the wrong planeteers join forces.
Yeah, sustained. That means suspicious stain, and that's what that sweatshirt stands for.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you're wearing that sweatshirt.
And,
I'm sensing a theme.
And JPC, you are an old friend of Aaron's, and... You're at a funeral, and Aaron showed up, and this was all she could find in her closet to wear.
Hey! Oh my God!
Hey.
I haven't seen you in so long.
Hey, you have to go.
What?
You have to go.
Oh Aaron. My God! What happened? Is it an emergency? What happened?
No, okay, you're making a scene. You're dressed very inappropriately. You're dressed very inappropriately for the funeral. You have to go.
What? I'm sorry I came in so excited to see you at this funeral.
I'm excited to see you as well. We haven't seen each other since high school.
I came in really hot. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I think, honestly, it's a sad day, but, you know, Mrs. McGill was very old. She was her favorite English teacher.
Yeah.
We're all here to pay our respects. I think what you're doing right now is ultimately very disrespectful, and I have been tasked.
I'll just sit in the back.
I would love for that to happen, but I feel like it would be so loud and so distracting.
I won't make any noise.
Oh no, you know what? Did I take LSD for my wife's funeral?
Oh, hi, Mr. McGill. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Hey, Terry, I'm so sorry about this. No, you didn't take LSD. Why don't we get you back?
You call him Terry?
Well, he's my dad. I guess I could call him Dad.
Oh, God, yes. Okay, Josh, I was like, Oh, it's Josh. I'm so happy to see Josh.
Yeah.
I forgot. Yes. Can I tell you? Can I just be like full disclosure here?
Sure. Yeah.
I was driving by the church. I was drinking a root beer float and I was just like in my car jamming. And then I was like, oh, wait. Oh, fuck. And then I saw the photo of her outside and I was like, oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in and I'm going to pay my respects. I'm not like wearing a black dress with black tights and heels and stuff, like driving around.
No, you're not. No, you're definitely not.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're also sloshing root beer float all over this church when you're talking with your hands a lot.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, I got to
say. Well, do you want a sip?
I don't. I want to make...
Smells like dad's.
All right, Dad.
You guys, what if I just go up to the top altar and I sing Ave Maria?
So here's the thing.
I know it.
Do you?
No. Well, I know some of it. We can see how much I know.
Yeah, let's see how much you know.
Yeah,
do you mind if I film this?
Yeah, of course. Should I go? I'm going to go up to top. No one wants
to. No, let's stay here and we'll see how much you know.
Okay. Yeah, we'll test how much you know before we can put it in front of.
Ave Maria, gracia ea.
Okay, and stop. So you got Ave Maria and then you.
Wait, I know this part.
Okay.
Plena Maria.
Nope. So you can't say I know this
part.
You can't say I know this part and then lose it two words later.
Oh, I know it. Ready.
Can you do the Sister Act version?
I would love to say that this is not how I envisioned my mom's funeral, but that would be a lie.
Oh, fuck. I keep forgetting that it's your mom.
Yeah.
I think I'm the one who died.
She made the crucible fun to read.
Scene.
You guys, I don't think I know Ave Maria.
Aww.
I'm starting to think I might not know that song.
You certainly are familiar with the concept of the song.
As far as I can tell,
okay,
this brand is pretty sustainable. It doesn't have that much information on how ethical it is, but Anthropologie, which I don't think is a very ethical company, carries them. So that's not a great sign. But they're also carried by Nordstrom and Neiman Marcus.
If you can't find much information about its origins, I don't know how well you know mythology, Greek or Roman. But a lot of the times, objects would just appear. Someone would be napping under a tree, and an object would appear, and it was a trick of the gods.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they would take this object, and they say, cool, a golden bow, or or a bipedal sheep. And they would be the talk of the town, but inevitably, they would find out which god was behind it, and they would be punished for engaging with the item. Now, Aaron, not to put too fine a point on it, but do you feel that there might be a small chance that that sweatshirt is a trick from the gods?
I think most things are. Most things that we love and enjoy are tricks from the gods.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong?
I'd
like to see a scene.
Okay.
You two are gods, and you are planting the sweatshirt somewhere, just like placing it somewhere to try to destroy the world.
So really, I think just throw it anywhere and it'll get the job done.
Yes, Zeus. I, Mercury, can run it anywhere in the world. Wherever you see fit, I will place it. And then I will not tell anyone what we are up to.
I'm sorry, what did you say your name was?
Mercury.
And I'm Zeus?
Well, we're having fun.
Okay.
My brother's name is Hermes.
There we go.
But he kind of dropped out of the god thing and he just sells knockoff handbags.
Oh, well, that's perfect. Get some of Hermes handbags as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, especially something that will clash with this. I'm trying to envision what would clash with this sweatshirt.
Oh, the Titans.
Oh, yeah, we should have used this to kill the Titans. We had that long-ass war for nothing. We could have just popped this sweatshirt on him and Kronos
and
would be done.
Oh, damn, you bitches clashed.
So,
Why don't we hang out more, Mercury? I'm trying to wrap my brain around this.
I know. Well, we come from different pods, but, you know, we're all kind of similar.
Greek, Roman, you know, we have our differences.
Grower, shower, yes.
Yes. Stinker Pinker, of course. What's that?
I forget about that one. Can you remind me what a Stinker Pinker is?
It doesn't matter. The private detectives. Yes. But the important part is we're going to put this sweatshirt somewhere on the earth, and it's going to work its magic and destroy the world. Okay, so let's zoom in, look down on Earth, and try to find the right maybe person who we want to pick this up.
Okay, let's see here. Oh, here's a child playing in the field. Could be fun, but I guess nobody takes a child seriously. Let's keep zooming, zooming.
Here's a very popular politician. That could be interesting. We give the shirt to them. They wear it while they're making one of their proclamations. But I don't know. The political thing seems a little overplayed. Maybe we move on from
and
that.
And as many people follow, just as many don't follow. So we have to be careful there.
That's true.
What have we here?
What is this?
It's a podcaster.
Oh, yes. She's very down with herself.
Making a chicken Caesar salad wrap for myself on a Tuesday.
Hold on. She says she's making a chicken Caesar salad wrap, but I'll be honest, that looks like raw chicken and lettuce. Where's the Caesar part come in?
I'm cold.
She's cold.
Hold on. Let's look over here. It's an electric bill that's 3 months late. No wonder she's cold. You gotta pay these on time.
This human is fascinating. Oh, let's wait and see if she knows the words to the song she's singing.
Ave Maria, Maria, Maria. I'm still so cold. I hope something happens.
Oh, look, that human. It looks like their mate has approached them.
Hey, Aaron, I won the push-up contest again.
Very cool. I heard that you can't fit into most of your shirts anymore because your muscles got too big. And that's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess it would be great if I had some billowy piece of fabric that I could wear.
Me too. I was just thinking that.
Yeah, and Zeus, I can't fit into my clothes anymore from high school because I got so muscular. Wink.
What are you winking at me for, Mercury?
Wow, a sweatshirt fell from the sky. They dropped
it.
Someone
Zeus,
must
Mercury.
Drop it. Wait, I'm going to put it on. I love it. I'm too sexy for my sweatshirt.
She just put on a sweatshirt that fell from inside her house with no questions. I think we found it.
Too sexy for my sweatshirt. Too sexy for my sweatshirt.
We picked the right one.
All right, everybody. I have sent you the link to the sweatshirt. There's only one left in stock and is a small.
Oh, wait. We have to buy that and then give it to whoever wins the art contest.
Yeah, sure. Or you can take a look, scroll down to complete the look. Mm. I think that you two should split the cost of the shorts and buy them for me, the magic shorts. Ask me how much the shorts cost.
As penance for our...
Ask me how much the shorts cost, Adam.
How much do the shorts cost?
$145.
$100.
Oh.
For shorts that match this sweatshirt.
How can anything on earth match that?
It somehow does. Okay. And I'm a medium. So if you want to order me a medium in these shorts, you know where to find me. Do you want to read up or tell the people at home some information about the sweatshirt, JPC, and the link that I just sent you?
I guess so. There's not a lot of information. I guess it's 61% polyester, 36% cotton, 3% elastane, and then 1% something called the devil. I don't know why that's in there. It works out to 101%.
Now that you're seeing it on the website in its full glory, how do you feel about it? Worse than you thought? Better than you thought?
I will say that I want to read the care instructions real quick. So it says, in all caps, hand wash separately. Do not bleach. Do not tumble dry. dry flat. Do not iron. Do not dry clean. It's getting a lot of do nots, like there's a way to ruin this sweater. And from what I can see, it comes pre-ruined, so I don't really know how.
Pruined, please.
Pruined.
My favorite thing from the website is, in the description, there's a line that says, a great option if you need a break from clingy things.
Okay, that is very funny, and I was hoping you wouldn't see that. And I'll be honest, I was hoping no one would see that. Can you do...
My boyfriend is being so clingy. Let me wear this. Babe, I think we need to go on a break.
It worked. Adel and JBC, it doesn't have to be your significant others.
Uh-huh.
If you can do me a favor, and can you send a photo, like, from this website or the link to a lady in your life,
yes,
and ask, say, without context, just go,
yes,
honestly, what do you think about this sweatshirt? And I don't care what people think about it. I love it. It's one of my favorite things. I now officially want to be buried in this.
Well, here's what we'll make that happen for sure. And here's what we'll say is we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. It's a little late, but here are some things you should actually buy. And we'll be right back with more The Sweater.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy suffer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPC, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people
I
can actually
see that.
sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay. You gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going
to
be
She's in
able
a world we can't even begin
us.
To imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And I do think we have to be careful. He is our friend, but I think Casey is egging on this episode because there's so little editing that he'll need to do.
Yeah, wait a minute.
So let's make sure we do like 10 more scenes just to make sure this motherfucker earns his paycheck.
So Aaron, during the break, I did text Mariah.
All right.
And I texted Mariah a link to the sweatshirt, and I said, what do you think about this sweatshirt?
What did she say?
Now, before I talk about what Mariah thinks about this sweatshirt, I would also like to point out that the model who is wearing the sweatshirt, does not appear to be white. And then there are some other people wearing the sweatshirt.
I thought you were going to say does not appear to be happy.
No, well, they're a model, so I don't think they're supposed to be necessarily happy. A very neutral look. So then I asked Mariah what she thought of this sweatshirt. And she said, that's not a sweatshirt. Those are scarves. Now, it is called...
The mixed
scarves sweatshirt. Mariah says, lovely colors, but it looks silky. Not a sweatshirt. So Mariah, who saw the sweatshirt, says, not a sweatshirt. Those are scarves.
She needs to answer the question, does she like it?
Well, that wasn't the question. I just said, what do you think about this sweatshirt? And she said, not a sweatshirt. So that's the question.
Well, then the next question needs to be, do you like it? Or do you think a woman who has red hair might look pretty cute in this?
Very subtle. Very subtle.
Mariah's going to think that I'm getting her this sweatshirt.
And maybe you should. She would look, okay, Mariah, I look cute in this. Mariah would look amazing in this.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think a person of color would look great in this sweatshirt.
I love those look like scarves, because now I can only picture like a magician who's basically Ben and Jerry doing a trick with never ending pulling these out of their sleeve or something.
So I didn't get this sweatshirt off of their website. So I ordered it from another retailer because it was already fully sold out in their first round of it. And this other retailer was having a sale on it. So the model and the retailer I bought it from, and part of the inspiration is she had red hair, and I had just dyed my hair red. And I went, wow, she has red hair. She looks excellent in that sweatshirt. I'm going to look pretty good.
Aaron, when you said the initial run sold out, is that like the same thing where the E.T. Nintendo game sold out?
Mm-hmm.
And they actually went to a landfill and buried 500 million copies.
That's a deep cut. People need to know that that's the least popular video game of all time to know, understand that joke. Okay, I'm going to send you some other sweatshirts from their website. They do a lot of these mixed media sweatshirts. A lot of them are broken into thirds. And then you're going to see that I bought the cutest of all of them.
Wait, these are mixed media? So each one of those quadrants is a form of media? So there's like newspaper... The news.
So, Aaron, Mariah says she likes the colors. It's not my vibe. It's a nice visual.
Huh.
And then she asked, does she have the set? To which I said, you do not have the set. But
I would love to have the set.
Oh, no.
Would love to have
that. See?
Oh, no.
Okay. But this is from the same retailer where I got my dress for the January live show that we did, that you both gave me really nice compliments on. It's a really dark dress with big red hearts on it. Do you guys remember that?
I do remember that, yeah.
I do remember that. And I do, Aaron, this is hard for me to say. As a fashion icon myself, I'm a bit of a Harry Styles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, will you just nod your head?
Yes,
I'm a bit of a Harry Styles.
You're a bit of a Harry Styles in the way that this sweatshirt is the most.
I take a lot of risks.
It's the least distracting thing that's ever happened on the show.
I take a lot of risks with my wardrobe. I like to think I'm on the cutting edge of men's fashion. I did enjoy that outfit that you wore, but this is something. This is a lateral move into a terrible world.
Well, no, I mean, I will just say that, Aaron, I just think that like everything that they have looks like. Yeah, if you're in Rio de Janeiro, if this is Carnival, this is great clothes to wear.
I
Why
gotta
not
say,
wear these clothes?
It's very in LA to be wearing this like mixed print, very colorful clothing.
Save that shit
curve
for 3 months from now when you're out there, Aaron, because you're in Chicago. Here's what you should be wearing: Italian beef stains, no ketchup, the Cubs.
Okay, I really just looked at the visuals of this. These two motherfuckers are wearing dark gray, everybody. They're in gloomy Chicago. It was snowing all day today. They thought, you know what will bring more joy to the world? Dark gray.
It's Chicago in the wintertime, and it's lockdown. I mean, I'm also wearing gray sweats. Like, it's gray on gray here.
Same. I'm wearing dark green sweats.
I guess you see the world as dark gray and dark green, and I see the world as a beautiful place.
Aaron, I think in L.A. you wear that outfit and somebody on the street stops you and says, get it, girl. I think in Chicago you wear that outfit and somebody stops you on the street and they say, do you think you're better than me?
Yeah, they go, we're not supposed to be this happy in Chicago. It's not sustainable.
I think someone from Chicago sees Aaron wearing that and they say, hey, that lady's stuck in that picture. Somebody help that lady out of that painting.
We're going to get you out.
So beyond my very funny and sweet chiropractor who said this reminded her of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, mm-hmm. I have had men mostly ignore the sweatshirt over Zoom and stuff when I've worn it. But I've
that
had...
That was nice of them.
Yeah. But, or like, oh, I think Harrison Lott might have said something like, wow, I love your sweatshirt. So that's
nice. Oh,
these
are gentlemen.
Yes.
Okay.
And then, but I have had a lot of different women see me in the sweatshirt and go, oh my God, I love your sweatshirt so much. I need one. Where did you get it? So well, I don't know. I don't know if this is for men. This episode just goes to show, wear what you want to wear. This makes me so happy. And this hasn't deterred me, not even a little bit.
Well, Aaron, let's be clear on something. JPC and I are 100% the villains of this episode, and we will be absolutely roasted and salted. The earth
no,
of our...
No, in order for you to be villains, it would have had to affected me at all. You two are just two clowns having the best time. I'm having a great time.
Hey,
I love this episode. Well,
I will say, I never said I didn't like the sweatshirt.
And I will say
this is recorded. This is this whole thing has been recorded. I never said I didn't like the sweatshirt. Look at the hats back there, Aaron. Look at the hats on my wall. You don't think I like the sweatshirt?
And I'll admit that we're clowns because earlier I tried to knock on your clavicle because I thought I was home.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I'm crying. Okay, that's the funniest.
Just, I mean, someone doesn't go to a comedy show, laugh for an hour and a half, and then come out and say, I don't like the comedy show. I was laughing. Of course I like the show.
Yeah, also,
I was having the time of my life.
This is somehow even more your taste than it is mine, JPC.
Of course. I already bought one.
No, you didn't.
I did. Oh. I bought the small while we were talking. Why not?
You're a liar.
I'll wear the sweatshirt.
You're
only
lying.
One left.
Aaron, I'll also say I've been to many a barbecue because you said you've had many people stop and say, like, where can I get that? I've been to so many barbecues where someone will take a bite of someone's potato salad and then go, this is the best potato salad I've ever had. Could I please get the recipe? And the person goes, absolutely. They bring them back the recipe. And they go, oh, thank you so much. Now I have this recipe. This is the best potato salad. I can't believe you gave me the recipe. Thank you so much. Then I walk home with that person, and they crumple up that paper and throw it in the trash, and they shrug and say, I was being nice.
You need better friends. Your friends are mean and weird.
It was you.
No, so I would never go,
I think try it out because it fits.
First of all, that story is about me. Adel is twisting what that story was about. It's not about potato salad. It's about getting people's numbers in a bar, and I crumple them up and throw them away because it's about getting it, not about following through on it at all.
I want to see a scene.
I
want to see a scene. JPC and Aaron, you are two people at a bar. You don't know each other. JPC, you have settled next to Aaron at the bar, and your one goal is to get her number just so you can crumple it up in front of her and throw it away.
Gotcha. I'm sorry, Kelly?
Ew, get away from me.
I'm
here with my friend. Don't be weird. My name's not Kelly. You know it's not.
No, the bartender's name is Kelly.
I'm so sorry. Have a good night.
Yeah.
What can
only get better. I will have...
Usual?
I'll have the usual, and then I'll pick up this whole party's tab because...
Oh. No, please don't. Weird and bad. Don't do that.
It seems like they're going through something like a funeral of some sort.
We're having the best day, actually.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
To bring us down.
I'm sorry. I think he's talking about the party to his right, which is
never mind.
Funeral.
Have a good one.
That's It's the McGills.
It's a funeral party.
Did you want to pick up her tab as well?
No.
Okay.
No. If you could add more to her tab.
Can I tell you?
Fleece her in a way.
Yes,
dude, I don't want to be rude, and I'm so sorry, but I just got dared.
You don't want to be rude?
Here's the thing.
Do you have a time turner like Harry Potter? That would be the best possible. That would be for you.
Aaron, don't forget, once per episode, you can rewind a scene
2 minutes.
Is
this guy
good.
Bothering you? I never do this, but is he bothering you?
Yeah, a little bit, actually. Can I?
Buddy, you gotta go. You gotta go.
All right.
You gotta go.
All right. I'll walk.
Okay, here's the thing.
Still me?
Yeah, my friends dared me to try to, like, get your number and then crumple it up in front of you, which would be a terrible thing to do to someone. So, to deter conversation, I tried to be as rude as I possibly can. I'm so sorry.
I don't even have a phone. So, it never would have been an issue. I would have never been able to give you my number.
Hi, I'm a sweatshirt with a woman inside of it.
Well, if you play your cards right, you could be a woman with...
Careful.
Hold on.
A sweatshirt...
Hold on.
Go ahead.
A sweaty shirt.
Take all the time you need.
Can I be honest with you?
JPC, if you want to use Aaron's time turner.
Is this guy bothering you?
I don't know this guy. I don't know this guy. Could you?
Yep.
I'm sorry. I feel like I fucked this whole thing up because I'm from space. So that is why I'm not good with people. I'm from space. This is not my body.
If you play your cards right, you'll be an alien inside of a man, inside of a sweatshirt, inside of a woman.
So that's exactly what I am currently.
A sex turducken. Okay, here's what's interesting.
A turducken?
I would like to see a scene.
We never called scene on this scene.
Scene.
But I'll use the time turner. I'm going to use the time turner.
Is this scene bothering you?
Yeah, this scene is bothering me. Thank you. I never do this, but can you... I would like to see a scene. There's two scenes I want to see. So after this is over, there's another scene.
Sure. And also, don't forget, so we do have to work in about 10 to 15 riddles. But we'll see these scenes. But just keep in mind, we have to work in about 10
we
to 15 riddles.
Riddles totally.
Or
sure,
we will get hate mail.
I would like to see
a press conference. I will be my sweatshirt. JPC, you will be my sweatshirt's lawyer. And Adel, you're everyone in the press asking questions.
Okay.
I've advised my client
to answer very briefly a couple of questions, and that's all my client's going to be answering today. Thank you. Yes, you, sir. You.
Oh, sorry. I don't have a question. I don't have a question. My eyes are just hurting.
I have a question.
Yes. In the back, a question from you, the man with the straw hat.
Yes. My name is Mikhail Scarecrow. I'm with Why magazine. What was the inspiration for buying this sweatshirt?
Hey, I'm glad you asked. Here's the thing, though. I didn't buy myself. I was just perfect just the way I was. I'm turned into cocoa so fast. Although I do think if this sweatshirt talked, it would sound a little bit like my friend Coco. And here's the thing. I was perfect, and then a perfect lady saw me on the internet, and she thought two perfect things should be together, and that was the inspiration for me being bought.
I have a question.
Yes, again, yes, you sir.
Yes, I have a question. My name is Todd Magazine, and I'm with the fashion newspaper. My question, what was the woman's name?
The woman's name was Erin Key. Oh, sorry, I've been advised by my lawyer to stop.
What? No, I just want to make sure that everyone who's at this press conference is clear what's happening here. This is a sweatshirt.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Not a woman, not someone wearing a sweatshirt.
I'm a sweatshirt.
This is a sweatshirt. I'm a sweatshirt's lawyer.
Yes.
Because the sweatshirt is being sued?
That's right.
I'm being accused of a murder.
Of a murder.
And look,
murder.
I'm gesticulating. Can you see?
Yes.
I'm a sweatshirt
you
and
killed
I move
fashion,
like this.
Is what I heard. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you have to say to the accusations that you're actually an insanity quilt?
I'd say if I'm an insanity quilt, then bring it on. Because Go ahead.
I will step in. That question is way out of line. My client is not an insanity quilt. My client has been compared to a thunder shirt that you put on a dog to calm them from storms, except this is a thunder shirt that you put on a dog to make them experience a hurricane.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Yes?
My name is Billy Crudup. Not that Billy Crudup. I'm the actor from Almost Famous.
Okay.
And Prefontaine. You can still get pregnant from Prefontaine.
Sound a lot like Dr. Chameleon. I guess
Big
you only have four voices. Just like this sweatshirt only has four quadrants, you only have four voices. Wee!
All right, please. We save it for the stand.
I have a question about the lawsuit, which is... Mm-hmm. How much is La Quinta Inn suing you for looking like their carpets?
Ah, good question. And I actually am dating that lawsuit. Who would have thought a colorful sweatshirt and a suit made of law would get along so well? But turns out suits and sweatshirts are a good match.
I can't believe I went to college for this.
Uh-huh. And then law school.
Now, hold on. I did tell you I did not attend law school.
Whoops.
I said I've seen 4 seasons of Suits and not in the right order.
Case dismissed.
I have a question here in the back.
Yes. Final question for the back.
I don't know if you could see my raised hand because I'm a tiny kid, but my name is Mikey, and okay. I just wanted to know, are you the drawing that I did in preschool that I got an F on?
Yeah, your teacher is so terrible, and I thought, why not make you into a beautiful piece of art?
Wow. My teacher said she said preschool, there's never been an F in the history of preschool, but then I drew you and something changed.
Uh-huh. Sounds like everyone's pretty jealous of how Aaron's confidence for wearing me. I'm going to go over here and I'll see you two in hell.
She cannot read a room.
Scene.
Nobody's jealous.
I wanted to see another scene, but actually it's so weird. I feel like, guys, Eminem just walked in and he said he wants to rap about this sweatshirt. Should we let him?
No.
No, I think we should, right, JPC? We should definitely let him. That seems like a fair and balanced way of...
I mean, I don't have a horse in this race, so...
you're growing. You're not calling Adel your horse anymore. I think that's really big of you. Your friendship is really blooming.
Sometimes you have to let a colt run free.
Blooming. Brothers Bloom. Adrian Brody. Tom Brady. Uh-oh. Quarterback. QB. QI. Q. James Bond. Denture Bond. False teeth. You got false teeth?
Oh, Eminem, get to the part about the sweatshirt. You guys are going to love this.
Sweatshirt looks like dirt. Dirt, does it hurt? Does it hurt? Did it hurt when you fell from heaven because God hated that sweater? It could be better. I wrote a letter. Dear wife, the Civil War finds me fighting for this sweatshirt. I'm hurt. Got shot, need a shot, a tequila, because I feel like a hater, the sweater. Patron, you're on your own. If you like this sweater, you're on your own. Ownership, sails, got a sail on the ship, made of wool, and a sheep, bye-bye, black sheep, Tommy Boy, Chris Farley, Niles Barkley, Chris Farley. Cocaine overdose? That's not funny. David Spade?
I can't believe Eminem just did a whole thing about a sweater and he didn't say, vomit on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti.
That's the line.
How do you not work mom's spaghetti in if you're Eminem?
You can keep going, Eminem, if that feels like you need to.
Oh, yeah. There's vomit on my sweater already? Mom's ravioli?
Get out of here. See. Eminem, get out of here. Ooh, that was worth it. Oh, that was worth it. And let's do a riddle.
Ragu. Rag on you. Ragging you for what you're wearing. You're like right. A Karen. You want to speak to the manager. Away in a manager.
Wait,
in a manger. Jesus Christ, look at that sweater.
I mean, it's no more incomprehensible than the riddles that we've been doing for the past year anyway.
That's true.
So.
Adel, just one riddle, I think, will do.
Okay. Let's see here. Let me find a good one. Okay. Here we go. I can be something that you do to a socket, or perhaps something you would put in your head if you had no hair.
A plug?
Plug.
Oh, let's see. I have a few things here. I did a few podcasts recently. You're going to want to check out.
He tricked.
The Restricted Section podcast. I was a guest on their show. It's my favorite podcast to do, the Restricted Section. I was also on the Blue Ridge Adventurers Guild podcast.
I was on Garden Plots with Skeletor podcast. And also, I want to mention Hey Tavern Tavern. It's on Stitcher Premium. It's myself, JPC, and Aaron. And we do a, it's basically a Hello from the Magic Tavern spinoff. We play our characters from that world. And it was so much fun. We have 7 episodes. 4 of them, I believe, are out now. And if you use the code MAGIC, you can get 4 weeks free. So if you use it now, you can hear everything that's come out. You can hear the next 3, and then you can cancel and still be safe. So please do that. Check it out. That's Hey Tavern Tavern.
JBC, what are your plugs?
I was just on a podcast called the Land Before Crime Podcast. This is an improvised true crime podcast where we all play dinosaurs. It was not very fun to do, but it... And I don't think it came out well. It's the Land Before Crime podcast. Look it up. Aaron, anything that you have to plug?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I literally just got a Facebook message back from Gemma. So I had sent her about 25 minutes ago. I sent her a picture of the model with the sweater. And I said, what do you think of this? She replied with 4 lines. First line, undecided. Second line, it's cool and different. Third line, well, looks comfy. Fourth line, but it's definitely bold.
I'm all those things.
Aaron, you're undecided, you're cool and different, you're comfy, and you're bold.
Past taglines for Folgers Coffee, too, by the way.
Undecided.
Aaron, anything to plug?
Yes. Recently, I was on the Bill Buds Popcast. I had the best time. I talked about Aim and Ignite, the Fun album, and I truly had such a good time. They were such gracious and lovely hosts, and they were so funny and lovely. So please check that out. Also, I want to plug knowing who you are and buying what you like. Here's the thing, everybody. I had pretty low self-esteem for most of my teenage years and a big chunk of my 20s. But the closer I get to 30, the more I go, you know what? I like really weird shit. If I want to buy a chair with a weird print, I'm going to do it. If I want to wear purple lipstick every day, I'm going to do it. I just got to say, I love this sweatshirt. I love you too. And I love it even more after this episode. Wear what you want. I'm looking forward to seeing a pair of medium shorts that will finish the set in the mail, boys. Mm-hmm. I endured this episode for a free pair of $100 shorts. Woo! Aaron's the best. I love the sweatshirt. Good night, everybody. I love it.
And Aaron, stay tuned. We will be releasing a fully updated dress code policy for the show. just so we can
only kinda, sad grays. Everybody.
Just so we can kind of get to the business of the show. The dress code policy is in the works. We have our lawyers working it up right now.
Aaron, we love you. You are absolutely fucking rocking that sweatshirt. Right at the end there, you did make us the villains pretty hardcore. But
no, I didn't. Or did you make yourself the villain and took advantage of it by getting a free pair of shorts?
We did check in 15 to 20 times to make sure that you're okay, and you said yes, you were loving it. So I just want
to
make sure.
I guess you'll have to buy me a free pair of shorts just in case.
I want to make sure that I don't get punched in the face next time I'm out on the street. And Aaron, speaking of Zeus and Mercury, those were Roman and Greek gods. There was actually a Danish god, also planetary, who was a little bit into fashion, and that god's name was
Jupiter. Don't yell at them for this episode. I had the best time ever. They're gonna give me a free pair of shorts. Don't worry, I love it here. This is
great. It's not free if we have to pay for it.
Wait, well, free for me. But thanks, guys. Don't yell at them. This is the best. This is one of my favorite episodes ever. Don't yell at us for not doing riddles. We promise we'll do riddles soon.
I think it would have been even different if Aaron was wearing a weird sweatshirt.
If you've listened past the credits, congratulations. You're about to hear 30 seconds of Aaron roasting JPC and Addle's attire.
You guys look great. It's always so good to see you.
I'm wearing a tire.
And I'm so attired. I need to go to a bed.
Oh, my God.
Vroom, vroom.
Hey there, subject nouns. If you liked that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We do two sentence stories, and it is a blast. You can listen to that, plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you then.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.